Oh, it's hot. Oh.
Look, this may sound stupid to you,
but it's hot.
It's hot.
Off the wire without Freitas.
Hot Off the Wire is brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com has a nationwide network of lenders who can get you up to $1,000 fast. So don't wait. Get the cash you need from WeFixMoney.com. That's WeFixMoney.com. Police are looking into a beating and robbery at a Hollywood club involving Sean Kingston. Now, TMZ says a promoter is accusing him of ordering his entourage to rough him up and rob him of his watch, his phone, thousands of dollars after he refused to pay for Kingston's appearance. Now, the promoter says he wasn't happy with the way Sean Kingston didn't tweet about it, didn't Instagram, didn't use social media. Like now, you know, when you do parties, you're supposed to use social media to get people there. And the promoter was like, you didn't tweet enough. So I'll have to see what happens with that. After 2.5 years, it's happened. J-Lo and her boyfriend, Casper Smart, are done. You know what that means?
That means he
That means it was true.
Yeah.
That means he was
He was sexting
with those transgenders. And even if he wasn't.
Really?
Well, here they're calling him transsexual.
He wasn't that attractive, was he?
I think she just likes.
He's kind of cute.
I think she liked him because he was a dancer. You know how, what's her name, went after Kevin Federline? Like, you work with him every day and they have good bodies.
She has a habit of going out with fairly average guys.
Yeah, Mark Anthony was not even sexy because when he sings, but he's unattractive.
Ben Affleck was hot. What about the first dancer that she bought the Bentley for?
Yeah, and what about her? What about she went out? What about the?
Yeah, he could have wore her makeup.
Wow. Yeah, and what about the guy who was he was a waiter when she met him? They married.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, I don't know. They say
I like
they,
that though.
But they say they broke up like 2 months ago. I think she needs to just find a guy her age who is not in the
business. Yeah, he was like half her age.
Yeah. I mean, but that can be a lot of fun, you know.
What?
I mean, why not? Yeah. All right, so Lil Wayne, the whole Young Money Entertainment, they're all, you know, giving Bieber basically a pass on racist remarks. They're like, you know, they're weighing in and they're saying, listen, he's legitimately adopted the culture of hip-hop and African-American culture, so.
And Whoopi Goldberg said that the N-word's not a slur in Canada.
I don't give a damn what it is. We don't live in Canada. Oh, he's from Canada, so it's okay.
Yeah, no. I mean, was Whoopi smoking?
I didn't know.
I know, really? Really, Whoopi?
Something.
All right, so coming out today in theaters, The Fault is in Our Stars. This is supposed to be a really, really good one. That's about the girl with cancer. It's supposed to be a really, really good movie. Yeah. Edge of Tomorrow, Trust Me, supposed to be really funny, and The Sacrament is coming out today. Right. I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com.
Thank you, girl. 23 minutes past the hour.